One thing to me that I use as much as anything to be prepared and to have the gear that I need right at my fingertips is to have bags. And I have a number of bags, but this is my get home bag. I also have a bug out bag. I have other type bags that I use for special purposes. But a get home bag is something that I keep in my vehicle. It's with me at all times. And if I ever get into a situation where I need items desperately, I've got them in my bag. Now, one of the problems with this bag is a lot of times I'll take things out. Maybe I just have it back there. It gets bumped around. Maybe something goes and damages the bag. And so periodically I like to get my bag out and I like to check it out. So today what we're going to do is go through the maintenance of your bag, checking out all the different features of your bag, but also we're going to look at all the contents because I've updated these bags and I continue to update them on a regular basis. So this may be giving you some ideas to put together your get home bag. Honestly, everyone in our family has their own personal get home bag that they have in their vehicle, and I highly recommend you do the same for your family. Now this is my get home bag. This is what I keep in my car. This is a Direct Action Sports Dust. A buddy of mine gave me this. I love this bag. It is just solid. And I keep this in my vehicle at all times. It's in the Hummer. I mean, it's not going anywhere. And whenever I need something, it's just everything. I try to keep it in here. I didn't want to bring out my standard bug out bag because I am working on revamping it right now. I'm working on a big video to do an update on my bug out bag. So that's coming up. Starting out with the get home bag, again, I just want to look over everything, make sure there's no tears, make sure that my bag's in good shape, and everything looks really good, making sure that all my straps are in place, all the buckles, everything's working. And so you want to go through each part and just make sure that, again, it's working. One thing about this bag in particular, I think I had one of these that came loose. In fact, I replaced it with paracord. And so, you know, that's one thing that you don't want this to go wrong when you're out. Taking it out, needing it, and then finding that your zipper's messed up. This one has a paracord handle, so I really want to make sure that this is staying together, there's no frays, and again, that the straps are working. Now, I don't keep a lot on the outside of this bag. I can add to it. It has MOLLE attachments, so there's a lot to do here. But I have one of the Berkey Sport. This is a water filter. As a straw, and it is a Berkey system in here. We can also use this as a container, so I can fill this up with water, and then when I need it, you know, I can filter it out. Make sure this is working. Fill it up, try it out. I noticed that I have some discoloration here with the straw. I want to make sure that that's working as well. Now we have the MOLLE attachment on the front, this laser cut. I want to open up our zipper in the front. Have a small little neck gaiter, which can be used for a number of things. Again, just like the bandana. Also have a Streamlight Sidewinder. Now, I like this. This is not high lumens, but I can set this up anywhere, and I can use it to, you know, for a flashlight. Also, it has different colors that I can use, and it even has infrared. So if I have my night vision out, I can use this. So a lot of cool features on these little lights. And that's all I keep in this front pouch. I keep it minimal, keep a light, keep that in there. Everything's zipped up and ready to go. With the front pouch, go ahead and unzip it. It does zip all the way down, so it allows for all the contents to come out. One thing that I particularly like is this little clear window. And I have a standard roadmap. Roadmaps are super important to have, guys. We depend on GPS so much, but it's good to have your roadmaps just in case something goes on. And I did a review where I actually had to use this in a certain situation to get me home. Also in here, I have a bandana. And I have just a regular small compass, and it does have a thermometer on it. And then my map stays in here, and it stays protected. Now I want to start down in this little small compartment. It's a mesh compartment, has a Velcro keeper here. But I do have one of the Readyman lockpick sets. And I have a couple of these. This one I haven't opened yet, but it has everything you need to be able to get into different locks. And I highly recommend having a lockpick set. And mainly I recommend you actually practicing with these. I have extra batteries for my flashlights, and these are CR123s. Also, I have a small Leatherman juice multi-tool. And again, guys, multi-tools, I mean, they're multi-tools. And then I just have a bottle opener in here, you know, in case I get thirsty. Next in line is the admin section. And again, right in the rain. I love these. I love having these around. Then also, I have a signaling mirror right here. And it does have instructions but this is going to protect the mirror. But having a signal mirror has two purposes. One, for signaling. Number two, if I have something on my cut on my face or somewhere, I can look at it, and this is important. Also, I have a number of pins here, but again, we need to make sure that each one works. And I'm a big fan of Sharpies. Now see this one? Need to roll it. Yeah, it's still working, but you know, we need to make sure. I have a flashlight over in this section, and this is one of the Olight M1T Raiders. Again, a great tactical light, has a tail switch, also has crenulated bezel right here. So another self-defense option, but again, it's light. And it does work. Here we have some wet wipes, and these come in handy for a lot of reasons. And if you don't have toilet paper, this is also a good surrogate. Here in the back, I do keep a fixed blade knife in this section. It's one of the smaller knives, and this is just by Gerber. In fact, I just did a review on this. But, I mean, these are great to have because, again, two is one is none. I also have a pair of binoculars, and it's one of the things you just don't hear a lot about, it seems. But binoculars will help you identify things. You may see something from distance. Binoculars will get you to where you can see it a little clearer, and you can know and identify what you're seeing. And then I have one of the SAS survival guides, and this is the compact version. And I have one of the larger ones, but this is all the same information. It's just in a really small package. And that's pretty much all we have here, but everything looks like it's good to go. Opening up the main compartment. First off, we have our trauma kit. This is from Coyote Tactical Solutions. I like the way this thing is set up. I have a few of these. In fact, we did a review on them. It has everything you need. Again, you want to check all the different zippers. You want to check the different things to make sure this is functioning. But we have everything we need. We have our cat tourniquet. We have trauma shears, gloves. We have compression gauze and a lot of different things in here. And of course, we even have Band-Aids. The guys, trauma kits, you need to have one and you need to know how to use it. Here I have one of the tack bivvies in case I find myself in really cold conditions. Here I just have a small little kit, necessities kit. And inside here, it's kind of like a tool roll, little roll up. And have Advil, some chapstick, a signal mirror, have a spork. And this is K-bar, it actually has a knife with it as well. I have some tripwire. Also, I have one of the ExoTac little repair kits. This is the ExoTac rip spool. This is a really incredible little kit. And it has a needle on here. It has Kevlar thread. And it all goes in this little pack. And then it has your duct tape. So, great repair tool. But just keeping miscellaneous items together in one section like this makes it a lot easier. Also, I have a knife. This can go on my belt if I want. It's one of the SE6. These things are incredible. And this sheath was a custom sheath. It definitely has a sharpening stone in here. And then we have fire steel right here. So I really like to have that redundancy. And it keeps everything right there at my fingertips. I also have some lifeboat food. I don't carry a lot of food in here, but having lifeboat food is easy. It lasts 5 years and you have 1200 calories. I have the spool tool with paracord. This is the Arcturos space blanket, but it's also a tarp. It's camouflaged on one side and then it has Mylar on the inside. And I really like, it's like a really heavy duty space blanket. Then I have a small fleece blanket and the ever present heavy meal trash bag. But one thing I want to make sure of is that this is in good shape. I want to look for any holes or tears or anything. And these are super easy to replace. You typically can't get these like at Walmart. You go to Lowe's or Home Depot and look for the really heavy meal trash bags or contractor's bags. And guys, it's, you know, you get a big box and these things will last you forever. But again, you want to check out all your gear, make sure that there's no holes or there's any rips or tears. Make sure that your paracord is ready. One thing about this lifeboat food is that it looks like that the oxygen absorber or the vacuum seal is broken. So really, I need to replace this. Go ahead and pull out your tack bivvy, pull it out, look for any kind of tears, and again, with your space blanket or whatever. Again, you're just looking to examine to make sure everything is fine. Saws are great, especially if you have any kind of limbs or anything, or you're building some kind of camp. And tucked away in one of the side pockets, I have a watch cap, a pair of gloves, and some extra socks. Now I want to go ahead and check my socks, make sure that they're in good shape, And these are in good shape. My gloves, make sure there's no holes, there's no picks, and even the watch cap. Examine the inside of the pack. Just make sure that everything's fine, no tears, that all your buckles are working, that your Velcro's holding up well. In the back here, typically I would keep a water bladder. There is an area for it. I just had it out because I was cleaning it. So, and that's another thing, keeping those things clean. If you keep them in your pack and you just leave them in there, over time they can get dirty, musty, molded. A lot of your tools, if something gets wet in there, you're going to have a problem. Your batteries, you need to make sure that you switch those out. Now, I was pretty happy with all the gear that I had in there, but one thing I was missing was a headlamp. And so I got this Olight Piran, and it's just an excellent light. And I want to check to make sure it's working. Having the quick charging cable with it and a battery backup is one thing that's not in here. So again, guys, there are things that we find that we don't have. Maybe we had them at one time, we've taken them out. But battery backup and a headlamp, those are two biggies. And with your battery backup, you know, you can actually charge your phone as well. And so while I had actually gone through a lot of this recently, you know, it's always good to keep them updated. So guys, make sure that you have your get home bag, your bug out bag, your go-to bag, whatever it is. Just make sure that you have it well maintained, that you have all the items in there, and that those items work. And I highly recommend, if you don't have a get home bag, is put together one to put in your vehicle, and also for your family members, because it's important for them to get home as well. Guys, I'm a big proponent of having precious metals, not as an investment, but more to protect your wealth and a hedge against inflation, especially in troubled times. Now, sometimes gold can be pretty expensive, and so Acre Gold has a subscription service where you pay $50 a month toward a 2.5 gram bar of gold. It's 0.999% pure gold. These are minted in Switzerland. They're in this really cool protective case that ensures the quality. And it's a great way to have physical gold in your hand. Now, I have an affiliate link down below in the description. You click on it, you will be entered into giveaways that Acre Gold does. And you can also see all the other plans that they have as well, and a lot about the company. But guys, precious metals, it's just really smart to have part of your portfolio locked away. And guys, this won't break the bank, but when the bank breaks, you're gonna have physical gold there to protect your wealth. Be strong, be of good courage. God bless America, long live the Republic. And again, that the straps are working. And so this is going to be able to, and we can all use, and this is from Surefire. Let's do that again. Right here, we just have some wet wipes. This is the RIP tool. This is the RIP tool. This is the RIP spool. This is the RIP spool. It has Kevlar wire, needle, has electrical, or has, okay. And then tucked away in the one of the, okay. These are really excellent trauma kits. What are they? Who made these?